How did that feel, and what did you see on the 699 and on the 700?
I actually didn't see anything. I was still enjoying. I think more special now, you know, first of all, you know, to have my family here in town and to be able to do it here at Dodger Stadium, where I think I said earlier, my joy pretty much of this game came back last year, being in the postseason and being in the clubhouse just a few feet away from here. I mean, it's pretty special, especially, you know, with the Dodgers fans, do it here, and, you know, and then you can get to see both sides, you know, they get to enjoy this, and then doing with the Cardinals uniform is even special. So just pretty awesome. I'm just thanking God, you know, running around the bases, you know, for allowing me to do it this time, you know, especially with my family in town.
Why do you think this moment got you?
Why? Because of this, you know, my beautiful family, you know, after the Lord, that's who I play for. As you know, they've been walking through this journey, through the ups and downs, and to the cries, and to the hurt, to the injuries, and, you know, knowing that they have my back, and having them, you know, understand, and this game, like this, being part of this history, means a lot to me, everything, pretty much, to me. So having them understand, you know, supporting me and being here, that's why, you know, knowing that they were here. And it's amazing how God works. I mean, this is could have happened last week in St. Louis, which probably would have been awesome. I mean, but to allow it to happen tonight, having my family, friends, and people that really care and love me, it's even special for me.
But you've always said that you're not a numbers guy, but to be in that club with Hank and Barry Bonds and Babe, can you just put that in perspective, what that means to be in that elusive company?
I mean, it's pretty special. What I think I shared with you guys last week, I think when it's really going to hit me when I'm done at the end of the season and I'm retired, and probably a month or two after that, like, I can look the numbers and, you know, don't get me wrong, I know where my place is standing in this game, but I think since day one when I made my debut, it was never about numbers. It was never about chasing numbers or anything. It was always about winning championship and try to get better in this game. And I had so many people that taught me the right way early in my career. And that's how I have carried myself, you know, for 22 years that I've been in the big leagues. So, you know, that's why I really don't focus on the numbers. I will one day, but not right now, because I'm still active in this game. And, you know, I guess I just don't want to disrespect, you know, what's happening, what's around me and my teammates, you know, and really, I don't want to do it 22 years later, you know, just because I'm close to hitting a milestone like I did tonight.
When you crossed the plate, Albert, you went right to Adrian Beltre, which was a reminder that you were the first Dominican to cross this threshold. Where is that important?
It's really important because it's somebody that I respect. Somebody that I play a lot of game in this stadium against him, and, you know, somebody that's going to be probably our next Hall of Fame, you know, in two or three more years. You know, the way that he carried our flag, the way that he went about it, the way that he had opened doors, you know, for so many of these players right now. And I felt like, you know, he was there in batting practice today. We had a little talk, and, you know, I told him, I'm like, man, I want to do this for our country too, because I know they wanted it so bad. And to be able to see him, I knew where he was sitting, so it was really easy. By the second time, right away I went over there. I just want to share that moment with him, because I think he would have done the same thing if I would have been in the stand.
Albert, you brought up joy a couple times, both out there on the field, but also one of the first things you said here in your family. How do you feel that on the field? How do you feel? Does that give you a lift? Have you felt that joy kind of lift you or lift you through these games?
I think when you have an organization that has your back, which the Dodger organization did give me that opportunity, and they have my back and believe in me, knowing that I was able to help that organization a lot last year with the role that I was given, and opened the door for me to really have the Cardinals going after me, because I think, you know, I think I was talking to Friedman and Doc early in batting practice. If they wouldn't give me that opportunity, I don't think I would have been seen here today, or you guys wouldn't seen the history tonight. And because of that and the way that they respect me and the way that the whole coaching staff and the whole organization from the owner to all the way down, I mean, it was just a pretty amazing moment and allowed me to really find that joy for this game, being in the postseason. I was like, you know what? I think if there's a team that can give me an opportunity, I wanna play again because I felt that I can continue to play. And I feel like I can continue to play if I wanted to next year because whatever I put my mind into, but you know what? This kid or this family behind me, now it's more important to me, and I want to be focused on that, and that's why I made my decision in spring training, just to say that this is my last year, because I knew that if a moment like this would happen, I knew I was going to change my mind, and I didn't want that pressure in my life.
What does it mean that this happened on the anniversary of the first Dominican to play in the major leagues?
Really didn't know that, but yeah. To tell you the truth, if I tell you that I knew that, I would be lying to you. But
just to think about that 66 years ago today.
God works his thing in amazing ways sometimes that we don't understand. So I'm just glad that I was able to do it tonight and celebrate.
Albert, congratulations. You've spoken so much about the emotion and things that have mattered so much to you. But on the night that's been so monumental, what will you remember most about it?
Tonight? I don't know, I guess the ceremony, the game, I mean, I don't know, I'm still, remember, this has just happened a few hours ago, so I'm still shocked, I'm still, like, living the moment, pretty much, and celebrating. I think tomorrow, maybe in Milwaukee, you ask me the same question, I might be able to give you a better answer, but right now, I'm just, you know.
Albert, congratulations. You've spoken so much about the emotion and things that have mattered so much to you. But on the night that's been so monumental, what will you remember most about it?
Tonight? I don't know. I guess the ceremony, the game. I mean, I don't know. I'm still, remember, this has just happened a few hours ago, so I'm still shocked. I'm still, like, living the moment pretty much and celebrating. I think tomorrow, maybe in Milwaukee, you ask me the same question, I might be able to give you a better answer. But right now, I'm just, you know, I mean, I can close my eye and just seeing that pitch and just hit it out of the ballpark and like just running around the bases, the things that was going through my head. So right now, just enjoying the moment with my family, my teammates, you know, and my country, the Dominican Republic, they're celebrating, the people back in San Luis. I mean, the fans here, I understand, they just bring pretty amazing, you know, my last year and the support that they have given me so far is just unbelievable.
Did you get the ball, Albert? What's the status there?
I don't. And like I told you guys, souvenirs are for the fans. I don't have any problem. If they want to keep it, they can. If they want to give me back, the baseball is great. But at the end of the day, man, I don't focus on material stuff. I think I got a bat, the uniform, helmet, you know, things that are special to me at the end of the day. You know, I think that's why the fans come here, to have a special moment of history. So if they want to keep that baseball, I don't have any problem with it.
Albert, does this remind you of 500 where you were two short and then you hit two in the same game? Did it have any similarities at all? Or
No, to tell you the truth, I mean, it's not like I'm coming in and say, man, I need a hit two tonight. Or like, I know that one night, if you swing the bat, great. I mean, you might hit one, two, three. I mean, I've done it before. It's not like I haven't done, you know, a few homers in the game. You know, I've done it so many times in my career. But like I say, we were just struggling first game of the series. We're trying to lock, you know, winning a division. And, I mean, the way that our team respond tonight against probably – one of the best teams in the game right now is pretty special.
What's it like in the clubhouse afterwards, Albert?
They kind of give me a little shower, a little toast, and they put me in this laundry basket. Thanks to Aaron and Jerry Molina. Imagine me jumping in there like I struggle getting out, but they just give me a little water, beer shower, and all that, and just enjoying the moment, you know. I got to share a little bit with them, you know, like how special this is to me and to my family, and, you know, and to be able to do it with this uniform is even better, you know. And then do it here at Dodger Stadium, you know, where, you know, I spent some great moments last year.